What's a Hollywood movie without a lot of make-believe in it? And there's definitely a lot of that in The Money Pit. We're going to go through the failures of the home that really just aren't practical. But what is realistic, when we're looking at the home, we don't know when the upgrades happen. Just like real life, when we go give an estimate for a home, very rarely do we have a complete track record of everything that was done from the home, from the original blueprints to any add-on work or remodels that were done. And we know improvements have been made on this home because it was built in the 1800s, and there's electricity in this home in 1986. They didn't build this home with electricity from the beginning, and judging by the decorative furniture and decor of the home, probably sometime around the 50s or 60s. And this movie was set in real time when it was made, 86. So probably 30 years since any major improvement has been done. It all starts in the very beginning when he's going out to get wood to fix the stairs. The stairs, the first indication something's wrong. The second one is when he goes into the garage to get tools, and you don't know what happens. You just hear this noise and all this smoke, and Tom Hanks comes walking out of the garage completely covered. I've never been to New York. Maybe the dust in New York is white, but he comes out covered in this white powder stuff. I don't think it's dust, not ashes from any kind of fireplace, probably not smoke of any kind. Poof, he comes out looking like, you know, Casper the Great White Ghost. Goes back to the house to start working on a staircase, and he's locked himself outside of his house. So he rings the doorbell, which creates this spark. Completely impossible to happen. A doorbell is running on low voltage, 12 volts. You couldn't create a spark out of that that would char wood. Wood doesn't catch on fire till about 180 degrees. To create any kind of power that would create a spark, it's hard to get that out of a regular 110 outlet, much less a 12 volt. So that's completely unrealistic. And after the doorbell fails, he starts knocking on the door and the door falls in off the hinges. That could never have happened. You see them go through that door that week two or three times. To be able to go through the door a couple days before, this is a grand mansion of a home, probably 10 feet tall. At least, it's not your standard door. For it to fall off the hinges with the ease that it did in this scene, there's no way they would have been able to operate this door just two or three days later. So that part's completely unrealistic. There's no amount of termites or wood rot that could have happened to that door frame in a three period of time that could have ever created that. And then what's really funny is he stands it back up. You see him screwing a couple hinges in, and he operates the door a few times, and he's satisfied with his work, closes the door, and then this time the whole door frame falls out of the frame of the house and goes forward onto the driveway. This is completely impossible. A properly built home, and this was in the 1800s. Wood's not quite the same. The way it's manufactured and milled, building practices aren't kind of the same, but there's a reason they used to say they don't make them like they used to. There's a really good chance a home this size built in the 1800s as a mansion was done by someone with extreme wealth and probably done with extreme craftsmanship. You've got your jack stud, and that's the stud that the door's likely attached to, also supports the header. And there may have even been two jack studs based on the size of this door and the weight load above it from a second floor. Then there's the king stud that goes next to the jack stud and supports the side of each header that's then carrying the weight load from the trusses above. For this entire door to fail and fall through probably would have brought down parts of the home in that area, because your structural weight load would have had to fail for this door frame to fall out with the header like it did in the movie. So completely unrealistic. It would have taken years for termites to eat that kind of wood. And again, they would have had an indication operating it a few days before, because they wouldn't have been able to easily operate this heavy door. Fast forward to one of the funniest scenes in the entire movie, and this is where Tom Hanks breaks down and is laughing so hard he starts sounding like a seal. He's it's absolutely hilarious. But there's so many flaws in this. They are trying to fill up their bathtub on the second floor of their home. This bathtub has four legs, so the weight distribution of this bathtub is on 4 points, and it takes just a few gallons of water for it to completely fall through the floor and hit the floor and shatter into a million pieces. Well, if you watch that scene closely when the bathtub falls through, there is absolutely no construction debris that comes with the bathtub or any water that splashes out when it shatters. You see them filling it with water and then the tub shatters and no water comes out. The water didn't evaporate from the first floor to the second floor. And again, where's all that construction debris? It would have had to gone through plywood. It would have had to come through some trusses that were probably 16 inches on center. Probably insulation would have been added. The ceiling probably wasn't drywall, so you would have had plaster on the ceiling. An extreme amount of construction material would have had to been in that crash when it came through the floor. And then finally, the wood staircase that falls apart. The way this staircase starts to shake and fall apart one piece at a time would have taken more engineering to put together to create this movie scene than it would have to design and build the staircase by itself. Now that we've gone through all the things that weren't realistic with the movie, let's talk about the things that were realistic, like choosing a bad contractor.